we've been working on the inyanim of Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. The truth is, we'd say maybe half the Torah is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. I didn't do a count exactly. There's Bein Adam L'Makoyim, there's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. But the Goyin writes in a letter, in Alam L'Trufa, the Goyin writes, Bezeh Ruiv HaTorah L'Sameach L'Adam. The majority of the Torah is to make people happy. That means, according to the Goyin knew how to count. The Goyin can tell you how all of 613 mitzvahs were in the word Bereishis. And he says, Roiv Dinei HaTorah. The vast majority of Dinei HaTorah are to teach you how to make other people happy. So this is obviously very chashuv by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to spend time on this. This is our lives of working with other people. And we've been discussing how to work with chavrusas and how to understand that we have to perfect ourselves to bichlal, enter the base medrash. And now we're coming to another sugya that shayach to Matan Torah. Something that Matan Torah brought to the forefront that never happened perhaps in the history of Klal Yisrael. Something new happened at Har Sinai. And that is called Achdus. For the first time, it might sound strange I'm saying this, for the first time in history, Klal Yisrael becomes Me'uchad Be'achdus Shlema. As the Pasuk says, Vayisu Merifidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai Vayachanu Ba'midbar. They encamped in the Midbar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And in singular form, there is an encampment of Klal Yisrael, Neged Ahar. Right? Singular form. It should be Vayachanu. Says Rashi, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We all know this, Rashi, right? But there's a very strange end to this Rashi, which is not quoted and not sang in songs, because the songs wouldn't sell well if you started singing the rest of this. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, Aval Shar Hachanuyas. B'taraymes b'machlekes. Every other encampment was in machlekes. Every other encampment. And Rashi is based on a medrash. The medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah, Perek Tes, Ois Tes, Vayisu Vayachanu, Noisim b'machlekes, V'chaynim b'machlekes. Klal Yisrael traveled in arguments and settled in arguments. Kevan shebo kulam lifnei Har Sinai. Once they got to Har Sinai, nasu kulam chania achas. They got it together. Dichsiv vayichon sham Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Hare shah shani nosin tar levanai. Now it's time to give the Torah. What is going on over here, right? When I was taught as a kid, I always thought that Klal Yisrael, you know, we were always together, and at Har Sinai, it just shined forth. It sounds like we had to cut a deal with everybody. We got there, we're like, listen, we got to do something over here. We got to stop fighting. Let's get it together. Hashem says, it's time. Now I'm going to give the Torah. It's mashma from this medrash that the stamos of Klal Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan, is machlekes. Until this day, we find people fighting, people bickering, families that are in fights, siblings that are in fights, fathers and sons that are in fights. This is the major sugya that we have to work on. And the more a person understands what it is real achdus and what it is real machlekes, can save you a lot of aggravation. There's so many machlekes and they could have been avoided, but they snowballed and snowballed and snowballed into years of division. And this is a ikur sugya, the tznai of Kabbalah Satorah, where people who were really challenged with machlekes, really had problems with each other, they weren't just singing Achenu all day, they had real, real issues, they never got it together, and they solved their problem. There's a sugya of having machlekes and solving it. And this is a major issue that we have to understand, and Baruch Hashem, for the deeper Sfarim, the Maharal opens things up here, other Sfarim HaKadoshim, to really understand what we're trying to do, what this term Achdus is. It's so misused. this term achdus. And we have to understand what we're really supposed to be doing over here. The Maharal in Nesiv HaShalom, which is in Nesiv HaSalem, makes the following fascinating observation. He says that the real opposite word of shalom, which is peace, is riv, which is fighting. Shalom is peace, riv is fighting. And yet in Chazal, we find that they coined their own word for the opposite of shalom. They developed their own mahalach. They don't use the lashon of the Torah, which is riv. In psukim, it says fight. They say the opposite of shalom is machloikes. Says, what's the word machloikes? Machloikes does not mean to fight, even though we always use it that way. And it's even used in Yiddish that way. Machloikes, machloikes. That's not what the word means. The word means to disconnect from something. You're part of something, and you're machalik it. You divide it. You go away from it. You divide. You go out of it. Klal Yisrael, Be Yisoid is one nation. We don't even need to look in Svarim. We just have to daven Mincha Shmona Esrei. Ato Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. V'Shimcha Echad. And your name is one. Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Klal Yisrael is one people. And when somebody starts a machlokes, they chip themselves off. They chip everyone away. They divide out. They distance themselves. It's a chiddush to be able to do this. It's a chiddush. Klal Yisrael's one. You can't just say, I don't get along with him. You're actually separating yourself. You're removing yourself from something that you're shayach to. I can't be with him. I can't have a shayachus with him. But buddy, you're one. No. I'm going to remove myself from this. This is the chiddush. Being in machlokis is not something you can normally decide. Do you know that machlokis is a creation? It's a creation. Creation, what does that mean? Who invented machlokis? Hashem created machlokis. It says in the Medrash Rabban Brachos that on day one, right? On day one, it was just a wonderful day, day one. It was before people were here. Before people were here, Hashem created light. It was gevaldik, right? There was a day. There was a night, everything was fine. Comes day two. Say Chazal, you know what Hashem created? Machloikas. Doesn't say that in the Psukim. And the truth is, it does say that in the Psukim. It does say that in the Psukim. The Psukim say that Hashem divided the waters. The waters were one, and there were waters that went to the top, to the Rakia, and there were waters that went to the bottom. The first division was created. And it's not a coincidence that it's on day two, right? When there's day one, they're only onesies. But when there's day two, we start learning that things can turn into twos. And it wasn't just water. It wasn't just water. The Medrash says, in Brachos Rabbah, Amar of Timyumi, why doesn't it say Ki Toiv on day two? Says the Medrash, why doesn't it say Kitoivi Machloikesh Ili Kiyumo Shalaylam? A division that was supposed to help the world, which is the separating of water. It's harmless. Ainbo Kitoiv. We still don't write Kitov on that. Machloikesh Ilir Buvay Shalaylam. Alachas Kama Vakama. Chaos, fights, people not getting along. Imagine how bad it is. Says the Netziv in a tshuva in Meshiv Dover. Chelek Aleph Simon Memhe. Says, what in the world is the shaychus over here? What's the shaychus? We have waters that are dividing, and all of a sudden, the creation of machlokas. So he says, yes. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, right? All of a sudden, Hashem allowed for things to separate. Waters to separate. Says, that's all machlokas is I'm not committed to being one with somebody else. I want to detach. Okay, there are all sorts of nafkaminas after that, but the first move is I'm not dedicated to the cause. I don't really believe that we're one, and I'm willing to detach myself. And all machloikis starts from this day. This day where people were able, anything was able to detach from itself. It was the beginning of detaching. And since then, we've had so many detachments. Rachman al-Itzlan. But this is the makar. The makar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as one, and we've divided ourselves. And it's more than that. It's not just that we're one nation. If you go up very high, go all the way to the Kisei HaKavod, you're going to see something very interesting. Your eyes won't be able to see it unless you have special glasses, you know. I don't know where they sell those. But you're going to see something fascinating. There's something all the way at the top, and it's called Knesset Yisrael. It's the neshama of everybody together. There's one big neshama up there in Shemayim. All of us are part of it. And that's why when we get together in a minyan, we're actually joining forces, because we're joining all the way on top. Where the Knesset Yisrael, that's the name of the place. The place is the gathering of Israel. Over there, we're one. That's what it means, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachad baretz. We're really attached over there. And you know what's over there? A big spiritual body. Just like we have a head. We have arms, we have hands, we have legs, we have feet. We have eyes, we have nose, we have an ear, ears. Knesset Yisrael up there. It's spiritual, but it's got hands, it's got arms, it's got legs, it's got eyes, it's got a nose, it's got two ears. It's got all of this. It's all of us as one body. Somewhere in the very, very beginning, we were all one neshama. Perhaps before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, not perhaps, we really were. Right, we always like to blame Adam HaRishon. I would have done it differently. No, you wouldn't. You were there. Surprise! You were there. That's right. And all the neshamas that were one big, big person. One giant Adam HaRishon shattered into little dinky pieces. And now we're all trying to fix the problem that we ourselves did. Surprise, surprise. We were there. But Be'etzem, Klal Yisrael really is one. Really is one. Achdus is not just singing Achenu. It's actually understanding what's happening. What's happening? There's a metzias of Klal Yisrael being one. So if we're one, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard? It just doesn't seem like it goes, right? If this person is part of me, he's my hand, and this is my eye, and he's part of me, right? Different neshamas come from different places. The generous people in Klal Yisrael, the big Balei Tzedakah, many of them come from the hands or from the heart. They have a very pure heart. Right, the brains in Klal Yisrael, the Einei HaEda, the Svarim HaKadoshim come, the eyes, the Rosh, all the brains in Klal Yisrael come from that part of the Neshama. All different parts of this one nation. So why is it so hard? Because when a person looks at it, we're all different. We're all different, right? Imagine, let's try to do this, right? Let's pretend we have a body here, right? This is a body, and there's a neshama that's a hand neshama, right? So we want to make a meeting between the hand neshama and another part of the body. So let's start simple, right? The hand neshama from this big, big, big part of the body meets the other hand, right? Left hand and right hand meet. Shalom aleichem, how are you? Right? Nice meeting. This guy looks a little backwards to the other guy, right? He's got his thumb on the wrong side, but he basically does the same things as me, right? Not bad meeting. Good. Now let's get a little tricky over here. We get a hand to meet a foot. Woo, interesting. He's got five of these little things, but they're so stubby and weird. And he looks deformed. Bah! Weird guy, right? Weird meeting, but still doable, all right? Now let's have Mr. Hand meet the eyeball. It's like a horror film, Rabotai. Imagine this poor hand come in. All of a sudden, this plasm comes in. Blum, 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 blum. Ah! Scary. It's scary. What in the world is this thing? It's so different than me. Yes, it is. And that itself creates the machlokas. Things that are entirely whole, that are full body, are totally different than one another. This is strange. On the one hand, you're telling me that they're one, and on the other hand, you're totally different than each other. No shaychus. How are they supposed to have a conversation? You know, no shaychus. Everyone is zar to the other, totally foreign. And it's not just, you know, they're going to open up a shul for the eyes, open up a shul for the hands, right? Everyone's got their own shul, their own rebbe, right? What do eyes have to do with hands? And it's mistaber. And it's not just that. It's not just in this deep way. It's not just in this deep way. We all think differently. The Rambam writes, in Hilchus Deis, his opener of Hilchus Deis, Deis harbe yesh lekol echad ve'echad. There are so many midas and ways of seeing the world to each individual. Mibnei Adam. Vizu mishuna mizu v'rachoyka mimena v'yoser. And each one is extremely different than each other. We're like night and day. You'll meet one person, he's like night. Another person is like day. No shaychus, no connection. They're totally operating differently, right? I know this. You invite people for a Shabbos Suda, right? That seems like a harmless thing to do, right? So you have one of these guys who he's never done this before. He's never gone to Rehov Ramat HaGolan, right? So he's one of these super organized. Can you please give me directions from Mavar Hamitla? Right? Okay, so you do this. I'm not one of these guys, but okay, right? He's got his map ready. It's Tuesday. He's being making HaKhanah. And then there's like the chiller. He's like, yo, dude, we'll get there, man. And I by accident invite both of these guys on a Shabbos. Not a good idea, right? After Shabbos on Shabbos, this guy's got his map and the other guy's, yo, man, we'll just walk and get there. They're totally not speaking to each other. They have no shaychus to one another. And Rav Yerucham writes this. Rav Yerucham writes that each person, be'etzem, has... No one's the right guy, even though I think the chiller, I'm rooting for that guy. Like the other guy has to relax a little. But it's wrong. Each one has a mila. The chiller might not get there. He's like, sorry, Rabbi, I'm 45 minutes late. I'm really sorry. Right? And the other guy is like, I came 5 minutes early to help. Right? It's gewaldig. Everyone has their mila. And when they look at the other person, they think the other person is from another planet. From another planet. Says Rabbi Yerucham in Das Chachmo Musar. Simon Kuf Gimel. Kol Adam v'Adam Yeshloi Maila Miuchedes. Shehine Etzloi B'Teva B'Tachlis HaToiv. He has real good qualities. Ad Sheva Maila Zu Eino Masig Klaus Kameru. He can't understand his friend who doesn't have that Maila. Ukamo Ish Mosin Shaloi Gal Kameru. Like someone who's impatient. Who's patient. Who's looking at somebody who can't get it together. Who's always getting angry. Each one looks at the other one like they're crazy. And yet, there's still one. There's still one. Yes. Yes. It's a Gemara. The Rambam didn't make this up on his own. And Rav Yerucham didn't make this up. It's a Gemara, Beferish a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Haroa Uchlusi Yisrael, someone who sees, according to Rashi, 600,000 Yidden together. Omer Baruch Chacham HaRazim. He says a Bracha of Chacham HaRazim. Why? What's so special about seeing 600,000 different people? She'ein daitam dom ezelezeh. They're not similar to each other. They'ein partzufeim dom ezelezeh. They don't even look like each other. And the Marsha says it's the same thing. They don't look like each other because they're not the same. And to see so many different perspectives, you say a bracha. How could 600,000 people be so different, so completely different from one another? And yet on the other hand, they're the same. They're the same. And we have to figure out how to deal with this problem. Because down here, where everything's low, everybody looks different. Everybody looks different. And the Maharal says something very scary. He says something very scary. He says that what happens is the following. He says, machloikes is the norm. Is the norm. Because people are so different, everybody will be in a machlekes. And people who have family machlekes, they will never stop. They will never stop. Siblings who are fighting will never stop. Friends will never stop. You know why he says that? Because they really are different from one another. And if they're still standing on their principles, nothing will change. He will always be that crazy guy with the big mouth. I mean, he might find kaychas for it, but at the end of the day, that's who he is. There's a certain personality over there. This one will always be quiet and always feel like he's being overrun by that guy, and whenever they come together, it's a disaster. There are differences over here. Says the Maharal, that's why we find that the Torah says, David HaMelech says, Bake shalom virad fehu. What does it mean to run after shalom? Run after peace, right? Run after peace, where are you running? Where are you running? Says the Maharal, you have to work to stop the differences. The differences are there, and if you're not active in it, if you don't try to find the common ground, you don't try to see how you guys connect, you will stay in that state forever. And we see this all the time. we see that this is the standard. One Rosh Hashanah after another Rosh Hashanah, they don't work it out. The Maharal says, because the rayas are still there that we're different. We just can't function together. We're not similar. And usually people pick, who are their boys? Right? So sometimes people like someone who's totally crazy, just for entertainment. Right? In yeshiva, sometimes you pick a crazy friend. You don't usually keep those friends afterwards. I could do a study on this. But in yeshiva, it's always good to have someone crazy. This way you have someone to laugh with. You know, the real friends, though, are people who get you, who you're similar, and you hold on to those friends. Those friends still make it after the chasana list. Everybody gets invited to the chasana. You want a matzah at your chasana. But then afterwards, the friends are the people you click with. Who in your life do you have to keep, even if they're not similar to you? Family, right? You have a brother, there's no way I would be friends with this guy. He's a great guy. He's just so different. No way. But if it's family, I have to work it out. Says the Ora Chaim HaKadosh, on the Pasuk, Loi tisna achicha bilvavecha. You shouldn't be saying your brother in your heart. He says, why does it say the word achicha over there? Achicha. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Lohoidia shir ha-sina, asher Hashem mitzava aleh. To teach you what it's called sina, shelo yomer adam sheno kari sina, ela sina gemura, to think you have to hate somebody, levakish ra'aso. No. Harchaka b'leiv ena kruya sina, lezenis chakim ha-kasav lismok lo sisna im tevas achicha. As soon as you don't feel like someone's your brother, you hate him on the level, you've already begun to hate him according to the Torah. There's a relationship over here that we must work out. We must work out because we really are echad. We really are tied together. When someone is your brother, you work it out. And the truth is, it's hard to believe that people would really be mekayim the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. To love your brother like yourself. The Maharal in Nesiv Reya Tov, says it's impossible for someone to keep the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha unless they keep all the mitzvahs. Why? Well, I don't get it. Adarabba, you know, all these conservative people and reform, this is their big thing. Love thy neighbor like you love thyself. I could do that, right? It doesn't require anything. You could drive on Shabbos and love thy neighbor. What's the problem? Says the Maharal, it's an impossibility. You can't love somebody like you love yourself if you don't keep mitzvahs. He says, you know why? He says, the whole yesod of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha is not to see the person who's in front of you, because he's different. It's to see that he's a tselem elokim, and that you're connected somewhere else. That's your shaychus, and that's why you gravitate towards him. That's why you gravitate towards him, because he's a tselem elokim. He's shaykh to borei olam. Who thinks that way? Only someone who's living in Torah and mitzvahs would ever be attracted to someone because he's a yid. And it's Baruch Menusa. The people who have so much Avos Yisrael in a real way, every time they see a yid, they assume that they're a brother. They assume that they're responsible for them. They assume that they need to help them. They assume that they're attached from the hip. Pshutai kimashmo. And that's the only way to get v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, is to know this yisayit and to believe this yisayit. That ultimately, I can't function without this guy. I need this guy. It's true, he looks like a squishy eye and I don't understand as a hand, but I know that a hand must have shortcomings. There must be things I'm missing in life if this guy doesn't succeed, if he's not matzliach. And anyone else? No, it doesn't work. I remember when I was 17, okay? I don't know how this happened. I was in this country with my friends and we went to the wrong place. I don't know, we got lost. And we were surrounded by Israeli gangsters. True story. This was not good. Two of my buddies, one of them is still my best friend. And, oh boy, this never happens, right? They tell you about Arabs. This was Israeli gangsters, you know. So my friend, Hashem should bless him. He's a tzaddik yisod olam. He goes to them, Anachnu kulanu Yehudim! Right? Poom! Poom! Boom! Baruch Hashem, there was a car there, a cab that said he had a gun. We jumped in. We ran. Wow, it's a good selling line. Anachnu Yehudim. Doesn't work. If you're not ruchniistic, litaiva yivakesh nifrad. He wanted our wallets. He's not interested in why we're connected. He's interested in why we're disconnected. And Rob of the world is chai in these disconnections. They're not looking for the connection. Litaiva yivakesh nifrad is what can I get from you? Not how you end up helping me and how I need you. But how do I have an agenda to manipulate everything about you? Litaiva yivakesh nifrad. And all the people who run around saying achdus all the time, right? It's all the people who are not so serious about Yiddishkeit. You ever notice that? Why can't we all just get along? Right? Do you know why it's those types of people? Because when you have one of those people, so they have nothing to get over. They're so shallow that there's no difference between anybody. There's no problems. If I don't have any shitas about anything, I go to the movies on Saturday night like a good Jew, and I go to Florida for Pesach like a good Jew, and I have friends that are goyim anyway, so why can't we just all, it's like hands across America. We're just all one big happy family. Achdus, why is everyone arguing? Because those people who run with the banner of Achdus, it's the opposite. They're Litaiva Yivakesh Nifra. There's no Nisayan for Achdus. You know who had a Nisayan for Achdus? The Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe was the biggest ma'achid of Klai. So you're going to think I'm crazy. He cried for every soldier that was Nifter. And he couldn't keep himself quiet because he felt connected to everybody. It's not about what your banner is. It matters how much you're connected. And sometimes it's not the popular or even exciting thing. You take a stand against someone because you care about them. And you're trying to bring them in. You're not trying to divide. You're trying to be ma'achid. And it's a Beferish Rambam. The Rambam writes, this is one of the most amazing Rambams I've encountered in my life, and I'm happy to present it to you. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Resh Hei, which is the mitzvah of Tochach, of telling someone off. Now, there's all sorts of complications with doing this today. We're not going to get into that for now, but there's an idea of Tochach, a mitzvah of Tochach. It's Min HaTorah. Says the Rambam, you should be mochiach someone who wants to do an Avera and prevent him from doing the Avera. Ve'ein roi lanu sheyomer echad mimenu. Nobody should say, ani lo echta v'im yechte zulasi mali. I'm not doing Averas, and what in the world do I care if this guy's doing Averas? Dinoi im elokav. He has to answer to Hashem. Ze hepech ha-toyra. This is, I never saw a lashon like this in the Rambam. This is somebody who's antithetical. He's the opposite of Torah. Live and let live. Live and let live. Says the Rambam, Anachnu mitzuvim shelo nimra velo nazav zuhoseinu. We can't abandon our friends, says the Rambam. How could you do this to your friend? How could you let him become disconnected in Ruchnius? He's attached to you. You can't abandon him. Lo nazav zuhoseinu mohoseinu sheyimra. And you have to bring him back. Olam hafuch. Olam hafuch. There's a redifa achar shalom. The redifa achar shalom is pushing it, not letting this division happen. It's hepech ha-Torah. There's no such thing as having machlokes when you're from a yid. You can't. You simply can't. There's no chalois to matan Torah. Klal Yisrael had so many opinions when they left Mitzrayim. They taka did. But they had to get together. They learned that it's not for the Kabbalah of Torah. Was this. And do you know why this was a time for it? Very simply. Do you know that the Torah wasn't given to me, and it wasn't given to you, and it wasn't given to you? You know who it was given to? One person. Knesset Yisrael. That body that we talked about so high in Shemayim, that's who got the Torah. Not Yechidim. Not one singular person. If we would not have been Ba'achdus Gemura, there would have been nobody to give the Torah to. Because Hashem doesn't want little dinky old me, a tiny, poor example of a Tzelem Elokim. He wants the whole body, the entire one, all the Balei Tzedakah, all the people who have a heart for others, all the people who are guiding us with their heads and their eyes, all the people who have listening ears. He wants everybody to have the Torah. That's Klal Yisrael. And even one less person is not Klal Yisrael. One less person. And when a person has this attitude, he doesn't let things slide. When there's something going on with him and his friend, he accepts that there are differences. He accepts it. But like a brother, he has to be mistader. He has to figure it out. where he could stop the snowballing. Rov machloikesin are easy to solve. There's only one machloikes that I found that's hard to solve. It's a Gemara. The hardest machloikes to solve, and this is be'etzim a question. It's be'etzim a very difficult question. Says the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara praises Hashem for solving a machlokas. Solving a machlokas. What does it say over here? Amar Rav Hamnuna, my dichsiv mika chochom miyodeh pesher davar. Who's the wise one who could solve the problem? Who is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu that knows how to make a pshara ben shnei tzadikim between Chizkiyahu and Yoshiyahu? What was the problem? Chizkiyahu was the king, Yoshiyahu was the Navi. Chizkiyahu said, Lasi Yishayahu gaboy. Yishayahu should come to me to work it out. Dachi Ashkechem Beliyahu, that's what we found by Eliyahu HaNavi. He went to Achav, he went to the king. So you find the Navi goes to the king. Yishayahu Amr Lasi Chizkiyahu gaboy. Chizkiyahu should come to me, the Navi. Dachi Ashkechem B'Yehoram Ben Achav. We found a precedent by Yehoram. Da'azel Legabi Elisha. That he went to Elisha the Navi. Oh, problem. Ma Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Hashem do? Hevi Yisurin al Chizkiyahu. He made Chizkiyahu get Yisurin. Va'amr lo Yishayahu lechu vachar es achola. And Yishayahu came to be mavakar him as achola. And that's how Hashem solved the problem. They got reunited to work out their issues. Can I ask you a question? Why was this the greatest machlokas to ever solve? We're praising Hashem. Who could have done this? Who could have solved this problem? Hashem. I'll tell you why. And it's very interesting why. Lamaisa, every machlokas under the sun is, on some level, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. If you break it down and you get people to just sit in the room and listen to themselves, they will solve their problems. They will solve their problems because ultimately they're brothers. Ultimately they're an Am Echad. And it might take a few minutes, it might even take a few months, but they will find the Nakuda. There's only one way not to solve something. When you have two Malachi Hashem who are learning a sugya, and each one is quoting a different raya, now you're in trouble. Chizkiyahu had his raya, that Yishayahu should come to him. Yishayahu had his raya. Tzadikim like this are not going to move because it's real. There we need to bring them together. Everywhere else, you don't need Hashem to solve the problem, you just need to come to the table. And this is a very heavy lesson, Rabosai. It's a very heavy lesson. A very heavy lesson. I would ask, I'm asking, and I hope that people will listen to this on recording. People have to be Roydev Shalom. There's so many machlegas in that if someone will be that guy to be Roydev, to resolve the problem, it will get resolved. But if they don't, it will stay forever. And they'll have it always on their to-do list and always on the back of them. We have Klal Yisrael. We have Klal Yisrael. I know it's late, but I want to leave you with something gorgeous. Something gorgeous from the Beis Medrash Maharal. This is absolutely, probably, the most astonishing Maharal I've ever seen. And it's up to you. I'm giving it to you, so you can tell me if I'm exaggerating, okay? This is a chazal that we learned in kindergarten, okay? Baruch Hashem, we're graduating. We're about to graduate in a serious way. Rav Amar, Rav says, G'dayla hachnasas orchem me'achbalas pnei ha'shechina. Rav said that hachnasas orchem is greater than meeting the divine presence. What's the raya? Avram Avinu, right? We all know the story. In Parshas Vayera, Avram leaves the divine presence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, and tends to his guests. Okay, did you ever understand this? No, but it sounds good. Hachnas Zorchem is more important than Hashem, I guess, right? No problem. We can have that understanding, but very, very shallow understanding. Says the Maharal. He says, what is meeting Hashem? What is meeting Hashem? Can you really meet Hashem? Lo yireini adam v'chai. Nobody can really meet Hashem. So what do? When you get to see the Shekhinah, you have some sort of vision, something very distant, right? But it's something so removed from your life. Lo yireini adam v'chai. If we would see Hashem, whoosh, goodbye, kol tuv sela. You can't see Hashem. You can be in front of the Shekhinah, but there's something that you can do, says the Maharal. You can look this up in Nesiv Gemilas Chasadim. He says this, if you don't believe me. He says, what's Hachnasas Orchem? Hachnasas Orchem, he says, is meeting people that you usually have never met before. It's very interesting. Avram Avinu, wayfarers, right? It's not just having Yeshiva Bachram over for Sudas. Usually, the idea of Hachnasas Orchem is to help people on their way. You meet a lot of new people. Says the Maharal, meeting Hashem is very exciting, but meeting a Tzelem Elokim that you can bring into your home and that won't burn you up? An image of Hashem that's new, he says. Upanim Chadashes. This is a great word for Sheva Brach about Upanim Chadashes. Upanim Chadashes. To meet a new Yid. Ooh, I only met ones that were from this part of the big body. Here's a hand. Here's a leg. Here's a toe. I never met a fingernail before. You learn more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Maharal. It's better to meet Yidden and to be machnes them, which means they enter your life, as opposed to being so far from the Shechina and trying to this. Every Yid is a limud of greatness. Every Yid is an ability to steig more on the fascinating difference between him and me. The fascinating differences between us. And when a person chops this, even the shinuyim, even the differences, they love and study. We should all be zeichet to be mekayim vayichan shem Yisrael neged ahar.